Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, it was only a 23-20 loss to a Super Bowl contender. But your record's now 3-12. What carries more weight? I'm Jeff Phelps, Jake Vulnick. I just called him the Striking Viking. That one works?
That one works. I like that one.
There. That's something to think about. He's in for Andy today. We go to the fan hotline. He covers the Browns for the Chronicle-Telegram, BrownsZone.com, where you can read all of the work of Mr. Scott Petrak. Hello, Scott.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
You don't have much talent on offense, and you hung with the Buffalo Bills, and you lost 23-20, but you still lost, and it's only three wins, and you have 12 losses, and my guess is you're changing head coaches. What do you think?
I think I agree with all the early stuff. I don't know if a decision, I don't think a decision's been made yet on Kevin Stefanski.
I hope not.
Yeah. I struggle with the fact that, you know, just one game, is that going to change the opinions of the Haslams? You know, he's been here for 6 years, right? You have a pretty good body of work. You know this guy. I'm not saying games don't matter, and they do. And a strong finish could only help Kevin Stefanski, and the continued development of Shedeur Sanders could only help Kevin Stefanski. So, I thought the team played pretty well yesterday. The offense showed signs of life, 22 first downs. I did think you saw some growth from Sanders outside of the couple of interceptions. You know, the defense was awful early, played better in the second half. So, you know, the Bills are a really good team. The Browns are big underdogs. They almost pull it off. They just, you know, need a couple plays at the end that they weren't able to make. So, you know, I thought it was a fun game, and I thought they looked pretty good, but it's another loss.
Scott, what did you make of the Ian Rappaport report that we got over the weekend, basically saying that, you know, Barry's going to be a big part of what moves forward here, but that changes, you know, not necessarily expected, but could be happening, that Barry would be back here, and it sounds like from Ian that'd be more so the case than not.
Yeah, I don't know if those decisions have been made. I think that I have a hard time separating Andrew Berry from Kevin Stefanski when you look at this team.
Agreed.
You know, how do you just blame Stefanski for, you know, 3-14 and whatever this year is going to be without looking at the roster and going, man, you know, the roster plays a big part of this. You know, the quarterback situation has been unsettled. We talk about the offensive line and the receivers every week. So, I don't know. If they go 3-14 and 3-14, I think it would be difficult to bring either guy back. But, I know the Haslams like both guys. I know the Haslams really love and respect Andrew Berry. And maybe they could want him to continue to be the guy at the top of the organization. I get that. I think you have to balance the – if you're going to make big decisions, right, which includes firing a coach, then you have to take into account, okay, where does this really good rookie class – does it balance out the other misses that Andrew Berry has had in his tenure as GM? You know, then you go, okay, you're going to trust Andrew Berry to hire a coach. And then you're going to have to hope that those guys are together for a long time, because you don't want to hire a coach, and then the next year be looking for a GM. That just creates all kinds of issues. So I think it's easier if it's all or nothing, but that doesn't mean that that will be the decision.
The time frame here doesn't work real well for decisions about Shedeur Sanders. You know, he didn't get in until a little later in the season. Well, okay. He was the fourth guy at the start of the training camp, so I understand that. You understand that. A lot of fans don't understand that. And apparently didn't show enough early to beat out Flacco and then beat out Dylan until he had to because of concussion. That said, he's shown glimpses of, well, that's interesting. I'd like to see more. I still feel that way. But you've got a coach and a general manager who may or may not be around and might be paying the price. What has Shedeur shown you through more starts, Scott, that makes you think yay or nay one way or the other?
Yeah. I mean, we've seen the deep accuracy, which I think is impressive, and I think it was necessary given the lack of explosive plays this offense had made, you know, for the first more than half of the season. But I think most importantly, we've seen progress almost on a weekly basis. And, you know, I'm not even saying, you know, was he better in Chicago than he was against Tennessee? No. But do you look inside of some of the throws and inside some of the decisions and say, okay, that was better than the week before? And I feel like that's been consistent. There's been a consistent improvement from one week to the next.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Sanders, part of that's, you know, physically, you know, yesterday he completed more passes, you know, percentage-wise, 20 for 29, so 69%. He entered at 52.2. So that was a big improvement. Part of that is the mental aspect of it. He realized he needed to get the ball out of his hands, take his checkdowns, focus on completions. You know, there's Tommy Rees, the coordinators, talked multiple times about how, okay, the first time Shedeur sees something, okay, maybe he's not convicted enough to make that decision, throw it downfield. They show it to him again, okay, this is what it looked like, and he lets it rip, and it turns into a completion, whether it's a, you know, 60-yard catch and run to Jerry Jeudy or a play to Harold Fannin, even in that first action against the Ravens. And there's been plenty of those examples of him getting better, him seeing the field more clearly. I think his athleticism has been better than I had expected. And we saw it again yesterday with those scrambles. Can it get him in trouble sometimes? Sure. But he gives you an element there, which I think is necessary in today's NFL. So there's been he's tough. So there's been a lot I've liked from Sanders. And I do think there has been this steady progression that's exactly what you're looking for with the rookie quarterback.
Combine that, though, with the fact that the Browns keep moving up in next yep. year's draft order. How's that sit?
Yeah, I think it is going to be simple. I think you look at wherever they wind up in the draft, whatever quarterback that is going to be available to them at that spot, whether it's Mendoza at number one or Moore at number three, whatever it turns out to be, or nobody at number six, whatever it is. And you compare that guy to Shedeur Sanders, and that's the decision. And if you like that guy so much better, right, and you think that he can be a top five guy in the league, but you only think Shadur can be a top 12 guy, whatever those comparisons are, and I think you have to make those projections and look at the decision like that, I think that's what it's going to come down to, Jeff, because if you only think Shadur's, you know, he's a star, you believe he's going to be a starter in this league, believe he can be a long-term starter, but he's number 15 in the league, and that's not the guy you're looking for to take you to a Super Bowl every year, right, or put you in Super Bowl contention.
Right.
And you think Mendoza is a top five guy and a generational quarterback, then you can't pass him up because Shadur Sanders looked pretty good over the last 7 weeks. So I think it's going to be that simple of a comparison.
At least I agree.
I think it should be that simple.
I agree with you.
So, Sky, then, with all of that taken into account, did yesterday put us closer to, you think, Shadur Sanders being the quarterback in 2026 or us drafting one?
I think he got better yesterday, so I think that's a step for him, and I think he improved his standing. But I'm not sure. I just don't think he can show enough in seven starts to say, I am for sure the guy, right? Maybe he, you know, goes for 400 the next 2 weeks and we're having a different conversation. I just don't think the sample size is enough. And we've seen enough mistakes or enough issues where, you know, it hasn't been perfect. And not that you'd expect it to be perfect. But I have a hard time believing that he can convince you that he is the guy without any question of a doubt. And then you go to the draft, and if you think, let's just assume they think Mendoza's the guy. I don't know. But if you think Mendoza's the guy, you have a chance to get Mendoza. And you think he's Andrew Luck, or you think he's whoever, right, whoever you want to put out there, and you think he's a sure thing, I think that overrides whatever Shadur has shown you. Now, if he doesn't, and you look at the draft kind of like you did last year where there's Cam Ward and that was it and you didn't like anybody else enough, then, yeah, then you can run it back with Shadur Sanders, and I think you can feel pretty comfortable and excited about, hey, let's give him a year and let's see if he can prove us wrong, or not even prove us wrong, but let's see if he can prove that he is the guy and that he can be the franchise quarterback. I don't have a problem with that, and I don't think the Browns would have a problem with that. I just think it comes down to your evaluation of the quarterbacks at the top of the draft class.
Scott Petrak joining us, ChronicleTelegram, BrownZone.com is where you can read all of Scott's work. Quinshon Judkins yesterday, dislocated ankle, according to Kevin Stefanski, and a broken lower leg. We haven't heard anything about the knee. Have you heard anything? Everything seem okay there? Have there been any updates that we've missed?
No, there haven't been. No, as far as I know, it's just those injuries. You know, Kevin Stefanski sounded pretty comfortable that he was going to be able to bounce back, and I know he says that when a lot of guys get hurt. But I did feel a sense of optimism from Stefanski that this was something he'd be able to come back from, you know, relatively quickly. Which, if you're saying that, then you probably rule out serious knee injury. But I think we'll know better today after we talk to Kevin again.
So then going through and looking at the run game for the final two games, obviously gets a little bit more difficult. We've seen the last 3 weeks Shadur lead the running game with Quinshon in there. How much more difficult does that make this offense to assess in these final two?
Yeah, it does. And, you know, I think that's a good point. We talked about it before. But, you know, you have to, when you're evaluating Shadur, it's with the lens of, man, the offensive line's beat up. The running game hasn't been very good. Limited at receiver, right? You're missing David Njoku the last couple of weeks. So all that factors into it. You know, they were able to run the ball pretty effectively in the second half yesterday with Raheem Sanders. Trevion Williams got some carries. You know, I'm sure they're hoping Dylan Sampson can come back over these last 2 weeks. He's got the hand injury. I know they would like to see more of him. So it's not going to be as good as it would have been with Judkins. You know, Judkins is a big-time player. I think the hope is that they can build on what they did yesterday, because that run game yesterday, even though Shadur led the team, you know, they gained 160 yards, was so much better than it had been the previous 2 weeks that, you know, I'm sure they're thinking, okay, let's build off of that over the final 2 weeks and give Shadur some help so it's not just him having to throw the ball 45 times.
Scott, we'll listen for you in Kevin Stefanski's press conference. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
BrownZone.com. Scott Petrak does a great job of covering the Browns for the Chronicle Telegram. Jake just mentioned the Ian Rappaport tidbit that's out there about Kevin Stefanski, about Andrew Berry. We're going to hear that and love your thoughts on it, because should these guys be separated, or are they a package deal? 216-474-0092. Volnick's in for Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. We're on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.